Coming up on episode number 36 of Emulate This.
We ask, why don't I like this game, but everyone seems to love it?
The inaugural version of Video Game Casting Couch with Jurassic Park.
And we review Final Fight.
You guys need to put a little more personality into it.
Coming up on Emulate
Ryan
This.
Like Ryan does. You have to compete with Ryan. You guys are like...
I run the soundboard.
Oh my God. All right.
Press start.
What's up, guys?
Not much, man. What's good?
Rory.
I'm here.
What is happening?
He's barely here. He's asleep.
All right. Well, let's get the show started with the Odyssey. All right. Here we are. We've arrived back to the Odyssey. We're going to start with Eric. Okay.
Well, wait. Why didn't you start with me?
Well, you look busy. You look busy. I never start with Mike because
Mike's
busy.
Egging him on. Don't piss him off. He's already, look at his face. Busy. He's beet red.
I know.
Mike's busy. I'll go.
Yeah.
So I went back to Rayman 2. Okay, I like Rayman. I always like Rayman. I had Rayman 2 for the 64 growing up. I'm playing it on the PlayStation now, and I feel like it is gimped a little. I seem to remember extra hallways and extra bonus places and stuff. It feels smaller.
It's a great-looking game.
Yeah,
there are multiple versions of The Great Escape.
Yeah, it's just called Rayman 2. It is The Great Escape. You're right. It is The Great Escape.
I believe the Dreamcast version is considered the quintessential version of the game.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't know if it was nostalgia or... You know, I had remembered it being better, or it just aged horribly, but it's definitely not the same game. I do want to say that Rayman Legends is maybe the best platformer I ever played.
Wow, for real?
It may be better than Mario 3.
I have played it.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. The music goes with the timing and the jumping, and it's a show. It's a display of.
I believe it's four players.
Wasn't Rayman out for a Jaguar before PlayStation? Wasn't that like the launch Jaguar game?
It is a Jaguar game. But
right.
It's really Ubi or Ubisoft.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you're
Ubisoft.
Right.
Yeah. So he's French. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But in any event, it was not as challenging as the NES, obviously, games like Mario 3, but it was equally. I was in awe of it.
Hmm. And this is the first time you've ever played it?
No. Rayman Legends is a different game. It came out for Xbox 360, PS3,
and then they released it on
PS4 and Xbox One, too.
Okay.
It is an accomplishment, I would say, in not just platforming games and in gaming in general. It was really well done. You could tell they really took their time with it, and just the whole flow of it was spectacular.
Yeah.
But back to Rayman 2, it just... I don't know whether it just doesn't hold up or because I was playing the PlayStation 1 version of it, it just wasn't as good as I remembered it. And I bet there'd be a lot of games like that if I went back and played them. But I was playing a different version. I was playing the 64 version when I was a kid. So,
Rory, how about you?
I have been playing the Marvel Capcom, Ultimate Marvel Capcom 3 again, and Marvel Capcom 2. I've seen an ad for the new Marvel Capcom for the newer generations, and it's got me jonesing. Like, I kind of like it. Same with Fallout. Like, I really want to get the next generations, but I don't want to fork out the dough.
Mm-hmm.
And to look at the ads, include Red Dead with that, too. I just want to keep playing Marvel Capcom. And they're awesome games. I didn't give Marvel Capcom 3 a fair enough shake, I feel, now that I've played it probably for about... If you add up all the time, maybe 50 hours total over like the past couple of months, and it's fast. They did dumb it down. Like when you play Marvel Capcom 2, it's a totally different game. It has different control scheme. The timing's different, And three, they really they try to make it more user friendly with a dedicated button to have your partners for a three person attack. And I kind of feel like it kind of takes away from the skill from two. Two is still better. Two is way has a better roster. I like the sprite style as opposed to the polygons. It's a good game. I'm trying new characters. Like you get into ruts with fighting games where you only pick the same people that you master.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to use different people. Like usually when I play, I'll pick Wolverine. I mean, Wolverine is like the stock Marvel Capcom 2 guy. I'll pick one of the clones of Ryu. So it's either in three, it's Ryu or Kuma. I'm not very fond of Akuma as a character. He's kind of like lame.
Not to get you too off track here, but have you played Injustice? I know that's DC, not Marvel.
Yeah, I have. No, I do have it. I don't care for it.
Because I see it and it's always on sale, and I'm not really a big fighting game guy. But
no, it's not the same. How do I say this? The system is not the same, like the fighting system itself and the mechanics. Like I do not like Mortal Kombat, and it's more akin to Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
I don't care for Mortal Kombat. I don't like it at all. I don't like the flow. I don't like the combo system. I don't like the characters. I like the fatalities. I'll give you that. Like, that's a cool feature. But I just don't like Mortal Kombat. I never have liked Mortal Kombat.
And it's very similar to Mortal
Kombat. It's more similar to Mortal Kombat than, say, the Capcom classic.
I liked Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Now, I'm more of a King of the Fighters, Street Fighter person. Like, I can't.
I like Street Fighter. I think Mortal Kombat's fun.
I liked
it in the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it holds up. Street Fighter 2 holds up today. Mortal Kombat does not.
Yeah, when Mortal Kombat first came out for Genesis, that was fucking awesome. Everybody was playing that.
The novelty
it had
of
blood.
The novelty of the blood.
The blood.
And
The art style has not held up. The control scheme.
No.
It's a dedicated block button instead of another punch or a kick or like a combination of punch and kick.
What do you
mean? It's dumb.
No, it's back.
No, not Mortal Kombat. There's a block button.
I'm thinking maybe Mortal Kombat 2?
There's a punch. Mortal Kombat has a dedicated blocking button.
Okay.
It's dumb. I don't like that kind of game.
I also use
Arthur. I love Arthur from the Ghosts and Goblins series in that game. But I'm trying to use different characters like Phoenix or Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider's pretty good.
Cool.
I'm trying to get him or the Super Skrull or Hulk. I'm trying to use big guys.
Mike, how about you?
I finished Metroid, guys.
Oh, congratulations. That's an accomplishment.
Wow.
Another
NES game down.
Another notch on the bedpost.
I feel like you need a sound effect for that.
You do need something.
We have breaking news, Jack. Get in here.
Mike beat Metroid.
Yeah, I mean, this was a game. I had this game when I was a kid, and I think I actually traded it for Simon's Quest. So fuck you, whoever traded me that. I mean, basically same game. I played it with a map, and I finished it. And I would recommend to just play the fucking game with a map.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed with anyone who's ever actually gotten through this thing as a kid, you know, in the 80s or the early 90s. It's impressive that you had that amount of time.
I don't know how you would do this if you were
10. I agree, man.
I have no idea.
I agree.
I did not have the attention span for that when
I was
10.
It's tough. Yeah, me neither. I played it for a little while. I gave it a couple chances.
Yeah.
Mm.
I would say, I sat there with a laptop in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And
watching porn.
Of course.
Right.
One hand on the controller, one on your dick.
Right, sure. It was intense.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I sat there with the map and just going through. And, you know, the thing is if you look at a map, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get to... You still got to go through the shit.
Sure.
And even though you can see where you're at, you still have to figure out how to get there.
Right.
So it's still a challenge. But I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I finished it. And we're done with that one. We're done with that
Good riddance, huh?
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I'm interested... I feel like I'd... would actually like to try to play it again to see if I can get through it without a map. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, could I do this without the map? I don't know.
Good luck, because we're going to review this game in a little while.
Right, a couple episodes.
And I was going to mention this, but I'll talk about it right now. You're talking about maps. I drew up my own map as I was going along.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And I'll tell you what, if you fuck up once, which I did...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I fucked myself. And I'm like, what is going on here? I looked at my map, and I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm running in pen. Come on.
My map doesn't match up. That's where I fucked up.
One eye Willie didn't say.
I don't want to say too much, because we'll go into it for more, you know, in more detail during the review, but I will say this, that if this game had a built-in map system, it would be easily one of the best games on the NES.
Yeah.
Easily, even with all the other flaws that are in the game. But because it does not have a map system, it, in my opinion, is like a C-minus game at best.
Okay.
And I know people are probably like, fuck off, Mike, but...
I almost agree with that.
What? Fuck off, Mike?
No, it's like a C-minus game.
Yeah.
After playing it. Then again, I was spoiled because I played Super Metroid before that.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I never did. I always... I had Metroid when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And you know how it would work with me? Was I would play Metroid. I'd play it for 45 minutes, and then I'd start backtracking, and it was just like, fuck it. I don't want to do this anymore. And I would shut it off. And then a month later would come around and be like, let me try this fucking game again. I would try it again. Same thing. I'd start backtracking. Fuck it. Shut it off. And then... when I started like 3 years ago, I was like, let me try it again. And same thing happened. I didn't want to do it.
I just felt like when I played it, I felt like you do backtrack, okay, on Super Metroid.
But
the problem with Metroid for the NES, when you're going forward.
Wait a minute. Wait. Everyone, hold up. Hold up. Because I got to look for the thing.
There we go. The problem with Metroid for the NES, even when you're going forward, you feel like you're fucking backtracking. Because everything looks so similar.
Everything looks the same.
Yeah. That's the whole problem with it.
You know what? It's a product of its time.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's other games to play on the NES.
Yeah.
Be honest with you. I'm glad I played it. I'm glad I finished it. And there we go.
All right. Cool. All right. Real quick. I played... I've talked about it before on the show.
You played Supermarket Wars.
I love Wars. Greatest Heavyweights for the Genesis.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, so what I did over the past week, I tried to find a better boxing game out there on, you know, either, you know, obviously 8-bit. Well, there's Punch-Out. I don't consider Punch-Out a boxing game.
No, I can understand that.
You know,
yeah.
I really don't.
No, it's not really a simulator.
So I look more to 16-bit Super Nintendo. I'm not talking about the newer games like Fight Night.
You're looking for
They're
more
obviously
of a simulator,
amazing.
Though, than a kind of cartoony kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I'm talking on the level of Greatest Heavyweights.
Yeah.
I'm looking at 16-bit. So there's Buster Douglas. There's Joe Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's others. There's
Isn't
like
it funny that
others.
Buster Douglas had his own game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had like a 15 minutes of fucking fame. Is that the
That was it. He knocked out Tyson.
15 minutes of fame. Andy Warhol said everyone on Earth will have 15 minutes of fame.
When's ours coming?
When does mine?
Are you kidding? We have about 30 hours of fame.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but I got to say, after playing all the 16-bit stuff and even 8-bit stuff, not counting Punch-Out, on those two... like eras of consoles, nothing beats Greatest Heavyweights. And no way, Vander Holyfield's boxing is pretty. It's the same platform as Greatest Heavyweights. It's pretty much the same game.
It'd be the same engine,
less character, same engine. But Greatest Heavyweights is amazing.
Greatest Heavyweights is
so much
more
fun
than just nostalgia. It is the best boxing.
Rory, if
it's
you
so
shut
fun.
Your fucking
this
motherfucker.
This is fan.
He's checking the fucking phone.
Check the phone.
All right.
I would like to everyone to know that Rory has a flip phone. Okay? Like we're in 2005.
Well, over here in the corner, it is 2005. You know that?
What brand phone is that, by the way?
This is. I believe this is...
Plachenko.
This is Oshkosh Bagosh.
Oshkosh Bagosh.
Nice. KB.
Yeah, so Greatest Heavyweights. Great game. Oh, real quick, I'm going to talk about what's on tap for the show. In the show.
Wait. For real?
Yeah, because I didn't talk about
it. Didn't get to it,
Nobody
though.
Knows what's
he
coming up.
Oh, we just
it.
Went to the supermarket
right.
thing.
Yeah,
okay.
well nobody knows what's coming up. So we had the hypothetical scenarios. We're going to do a movie recast of Jurassic Park.
Okay. We're starting a new segment.
Yes. Right. A video game characters.
Right.
Filling in for the actual actors.
Right. Yes. If we were making Jurassic Park,
right.
what gaming characters
what
would
characters
we put in?
What characters would we use?
Because why the fuck not?
Yeah. Right.
Because, yeah. you know, you have nothing better to do either way. So.
And then after that, each one of us picked a game that everyone else likes, but we each hate. For whatever reason.
We just don't get it.
We don't get it.
These are taking crazy pills.
Controversial gaming ideas, in my opinion.
Controversial gaming items.
Yeah, what do you opinions. Mean? Yeah. It's more like controversial gaming opinions.
Right. Thank you.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, why does everyone like this game, and I don't?
What am I not seeing?
What do I?
Yeah.
Not
what
get?
Do I not? Yeah. I don't get it. And then later we're going to review Final Fight for the arcade, Super Nintendo,
awesome
all the other platforms.
Also on the Sega CD.
Sega CD. Right. Rory's favorite version.
That's the best console version.
On account of the two-player.
Right, well, so we'll talk some Final Fight.
Yeah, the SNES.
But so let's jump right into their movie recast of Jurassic Park. All right, in this hypothetical scenario,
I'm sorry, what,
like
we're
I
on
just
crack
said,
tonight?
No, Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack.
What is that? Is that a saying from the 40s? I've never even heard of that. We're on Cracker Jack tonight? I know what Cracker Jack is.
I say it all the time. I always say, what a Cracker Jack group of motherfuckers.
Oh, okay.
I always talk about that when I talk about Congress.
Did you ever get Cracker Jacks at a baseball game?
I know what they are, Ryan. I'm just saying. I've never.
I know what Cracker Jacks were in 2005.
Never heard anyone under the age of 60.
Rory's flipping open his flip phone, smashing his face with fucking Cracker Jacks.
Shit.
All right. In this hypothetical scenario, we are recasting Jurassic Park.
Because why not?
Because why the fuck not? It's not abstract or anything. It's totally normal.
Yeah. So who wants to go first? AI.
Okay, I'll just go first.
All right.
I don't care. All of my character replacements are from the Mario universe.
I'm sorry, the what?
Mario universe.
Mario.
I would like to address the way I pronounce Mario.
Okay. We got an email.
Some of our listeners are a little perturbed, maybe, or think I'm a dullard, or I don't really know how to say his name. I believe it's my Philadelphia accent.
Mm-hmm.
Both of my parents have it. You know, my father has a friend named Mario.
Yeah.
And he calls him Mario from the neighborhood. Mario from the neighborhood, not Mario. If I called him Mario, I get smacked.
Right.
Okay.
Mario from Cell Block C.
But in any event, I say Mario, and I've always said it that way.
Mario. You said Mario.
Mario. What did I say? Now I'm confused.
Now you're fucking it up.
Now I'm fucking it up. Yeah.
Are you a double agent?
Head.
Tell me right now.
God damn it.
What did you do to Eric?
Okay. So, anyway, that's why I say it Mario. I've always said it Mario, and I'll continue to say it that way.
I think I say it that way, too.
Stick to your roots, Eric.
You do.
I think I say it that way, too.
So, anyway, I can't even help it. I couldn't change if I wanted to. And I don't want to.
No. Mario's funny.
On to the hypothetical scenario.
Right.
Alan Grant, is going to be Mario.
Okay.
Oh, or is it Mario? It's Mario.
I'm pretty sure it's Mario.
All right. So he's level-headed.
Oh, I changed it.
Okay. He doesn't have a whole lot of personality. But when the shit goes down, you want his specialty there. He's the one that's going to take care of business.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Just
I see that. He's
main
a leading
character
man.
Thing. He's a leading man.
Right, he is.
Okay, but soft-spoken, just gets the job done. He knows his shit.
Soft-spoken?
Is he? I don't know if he's soft-spoken.
Who, Mario?
It's a Mario!
All right. He's a little... All right, so maybe it doesn't work. Gosh, shit on my... Anyway, so almost by default, Ellie Sattler is going to be the princess.
Sure.
Okay.
Call me crazy, but, you know, I always had kind of a thing for Laura Dern and like a hillbilly inbred kind of way. You know what I mean? She's
a
little off looking.
Is she a hillbilly?
I don't know.
Where's she from?
I don't know if she's from the South or not, but
she's from
She's probably from California.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
She's probably from
She
LA.
Probably is because her father's Bruce Stern, who's a famous director.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's probably attractive. From your dreams.
Yeah, she's a little... She's not your, hot kind of chick. But anyway,
Got her own look. She's got her own look.
Yeah, anyway, so kind of by default, she's the princess,
Why not?
Ian Malcolm.
Okay. Yeah, this was a hard one for me.
Yeah, but he's my favorite character in the movie.
Yeah.
And anyway, he's cool as a cucumber, man. He's cooler than the other side of the pillow. Ian Malcolm. What's his name in the movie, the real actor?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. Right. Love Jeff Goldblum.
Plays the same guy in like every movie.
Yeah,
he plays Jeff Goldblum in every movie.
I think he's Toad, because Toad is cool shit, all right?
He doesn't wear a shirt.
No.
Just has a vest.
Exactly. He's surrounded by arrogant assholes, right. You know, and nobody really pays attention to him, but he's really the genius of them all.
Mm-hmm.
He's the smartest of all, and he's just, you know, dinosaurs are killing people, but he's practical.
He challenges them.
Yeah.
Right?
Mario's freaking out, and, you know.
Nature finds a way.
Toad's like, yo, you want to gamble a little? Huh? You want a free prize? Don't worry about this shit. So he's cool. Mm-hmm. So Toad's him.
Look at me, no
Dennis
shit.
Nedry, Wario.
Okay.
For sure.
That's good.
Which is interesting because I don't call him Wario.
No, not until now.
Not until now. Now I'm calling him Wario.
Wario.
He's Wario.
Wario.
Right. He's fat. He's an
the
asshole.
Fuck. Go he just, Eagles.
He wants to watch the world burn. You know, he's the kind of guy doing shady shit, running scams, you know, trying to sell out.
Wario.
Total douchebag. Now, John Hammond is fucking Bowser.
Oh, I can see
wow.
that.
He is Bowser. He created this world full of destruction machines out of these fucking things that are killing everyone, okay? Now, after the first one, you would say, oh, well, but Bowser keeps coming back, making shit to kill people.
All he had was the bridge. He just cut the bridge thing.
Right, so but in any event, you would say, well, how can he be Bowser? He felt bad at the end.
Did
he? Because in the second one, he sends more people to the lost world instead of bombing the fucking thing to get rid of all the monsters. He sends more people to die on, was it Planet B or whatever the fuck it was? Site B. Site B in the lost world in the second movie. That asshole sent more people to die than dinosaurs.
Site B.
Site B in the lost world.
All right.
I'll never forget.
I hate that movie.
It's like 9/11. We make t-shirts.
Wait,
and everything.
Is that when they were in the city? In the
No, Site B was an island, the Lost World.
That's right.
Oh, and he sent a team there. In the
that hunter
one.
Guy, the hunter. Okay.
Yes.
He sent
a team
I was
there.
Thinking when you said the Lost World, I was thinking of like,
I was thinking
the Lost
Mario.
Levels. And
no.
I was like,
the
Lost
B.
Levels.
No,
the I'm like,
B.
Is he talking about like the second game?
It's a movie. The
he's
second
thinking
movie.
Of Zombie from Bionic Commando.
It's like a warp whistle I missed. Site B.
Anyway, so yeah, he sent more people to die. He has no soul. He's Bowser.
He also has a dinosaur connection because Koopa is some type of dinosaur.
He is. Like some sort of lizard
he's
dinosaur.
He's got a dinosaur connection as if he's got a
so that's like 1 degree from Kevin
that's
Bacon.
Exactly.
You know, right?
That's a 1-to-1 ratio.
Excellent.
Dinosaur lizard Hammond.
That was awesome. Good. You had a theme right? going.
So that's your recast.
Yeah, I used the Mario universe.
Good job.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the Mario universe. It's fucking Mario.
You dullard?
I'm a dullard, yeah.
Thank you for your email. Mike, how about you?
Yes.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, shut up and do it.
All right, so if I had to cast...
Yes, you do.
If I had to cast Dr. Grant, I'm going to go Pitfall Harry.
Okay.
Pitfall Harry. Yeah.
Sure.
Good adventurer.
Good call. Right. He's an adventurer.
He wears short shorts?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid of...
Vines.
Uh-huh. And then going over fucking alligators, which are dinosaurs.
How
you're going to come
it?
Across
oh,
some
man.
Vines. Let me. All right. So, sure. Pitfall Harry.
Okay.
Ellie Sattler. I'm going to go Samus.
Mainly
because I probably just played Metroid.
Right. It was fresh.
But you know what? She's tenacious.
Sure.
Just like Ian Malcolm says that she is. She's tenacious.
She's a hot ass.
Yeah, she's tenacious. Dennis Nedry.
Mm, Newman.
I'm going Pokey from Earthbound, Rory.
I see that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Go Pokey Earthbound. He's this little pissant motherfucker.
Can't chubby. Stand him.
He's
can't
a little chubby.
Can't stand,
stand you.
Yeah.
Dr. Hammond.
Who's it going to be?
Dr. Hammond is Irish, right? In the film?
Let's go with it.
Sure.
Scrooge McDuck.
Okay.
All right. Right?
Okay.
Lots of money.
He's Scottish, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in Ireland is disgusted.
Wait. He's Attenborough. What's Attenborough? Is that Scottish?
Attenborough. No, he's an Englishman, I think.
He's Scottish.
I think Attenborough's an Englishman.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm from Philly. I don't
probably
know shit.
English.
From Philly, we don't know shit.
I'm sorry. We insulted the
we
whole UK.
We go on all assumptions.
Every section of the UK has just been insulted.
Our whole city runs on assumptions.
Eric says Mario. I think that Dr. Scrooge is from fucking Germany and shit. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Oh, yeah. Dr.
Scrooge.
Yeah, whatever.
Yo, dude, give me a hoagie and a Coke, and I'll just hang out in my house, dude.
Yo, he ain't from
play
here.
Play some Mario.
He ain't from here. Fuck
play
him.
Some
fuck
Mario
him.
In my house.
Who's next? Malcolm. Uh-huh. Fucking Don Flamenco.
Oh, that's good.
I like that.
Right? He's very suave, very chill.
Give him a leather jacket. I can see that.
There you go. So Dr. Don Flamenco. There you go.
All right.
In my head, I started doing this, and I was at work daydreaming about who would be what, and I I was changing different actors for whatever reason. I forgot they had to be video game characters, and for Malcolm, I was thinking, you know who would be awesome?
Christopher Walken.
Yes. How did you know I was going to say that? How the fuck did you know that? Oh my god!
What music?
Dinosaurs.
All right, let's do it.
I'm thinking, you know, life it finds a way. You know what I mean? It's a terrible, you know.
No, but it was pretty good. Yeah.
But you know, that's what I was. And then halfway through, I wasted an hour thinking of other actors instead. How the fuck did you know I picked Christopher Walken?
We are like on a wavelength.
God damn, bro. Rory, I interrupted you. I don't know whose turn it is.
All right, Rory's got his paper up. He's ready to
Rory's
go.
Rory's ready. Deliver.
Hey, Rory. Rory.
I'm here.
These eggs, they hatch. The eggs are hatching.
They did this without any consent for God. I can't remember the line. They packaged
life
it up
finds
and
a
they
way.
Sold it before they even knew. You know the line.
They
patented it and they packaged it before you could ever do it. Now you're selling it. That was the worst Christopher Walken.
That was terrible. But they didn't stop to think if they should. They were too busy wondering if they could. But they never bothered. We're too busy.
If they should.
We're too busy.
I'm terrible at it. I'm not doing it.
All right. So, Dr. Grant, I'm going to...
weeds. Plants.
I'm contracting the work of Bayou Billy.
Oh,
he has experience with reptiles since he kicks alligators to death.
Okay.
He's also not afraid to get his hands dirty. And, he knows how to drive a car because he's got two scenes with cars.
Good enough.
So we're going with that. Ellie, we're going to go with the first lady of all fighting games, Blaze.
Ooh.
Because she's a hot mama.
She is.
All right.
Long legs.
She knows how to handle herself.
Long legs, Lara.
Exactly. She knows how to handle herself, so we're going to go with Blaze. Malcolm, we're going with Gordon Freeman, because I think they eerily look alike from the Half-Life series.
Oh, okay.
He's quirky, so...
That is one big pile of shit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
They're both quirky. They kind of look alike. Gordon Freeman basically has traveled to another dimension.
Right.
So he's definitely can handle himself.
And he was also a scientist, like a mathematician.
He's also a scientist.
Like a mathematician, but not really. But
sure.
Anyway.
I was actually having a toss-up between Gordon Freeman to be Grant versus Malcolm, but I chose Bayou Billy because I'm white trash.
Sure.
Hammond, I'm going to take Olaf from the Lost Vikings because I think it's funny. Plus, they both have beards.
Okay.
I think it's funny.
Very good.
And here's the best one. Dennis Nedry, I have chosen, this is for you, Ryan, the Black Marble from Marble Madness.
Nice, thank you.
You were right. Nobody had that. You were right.
Ryan's game.
Pretty fucking obscure.
The Black Marble is an asshole, so is Dennis Nedry.
I totally agree.
And the Black Marble gets his comeuppance because he always falls off the edge. Okay? Dennis Nedry was eaten by some type of dinosaur.
Cheers. That was nice. Pretty fucking good.
That goes out to you, Ryan.
Good one. Good one. Thank you, Roy.
All right,
we'll get to mine.
You didn't say the magic word.
What's the line? The line from Jurassic Park.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally missed it.
He's like, what am I supposed to say?
I thought you were talking to me.
No.
Clearly.
All right. For Dr. Alan Grant, I'll go with Sergeant Marcus Phoenix from Gears of War. I figure
I like it.
We're stuck in the jungle, right? Dinosaurs, power's out. Dinosaurs can go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could handle shit and get us out of trouble. He's got a lot of guns. Tough. You know what I mean? He could lead the way. Sam Neill. He did a stupid job.
Marcus
like,
would help
the fucking power line.
Yeah,
right. A little bit of a pussy.
Marcus
kind
Phoenix
of.
Would get the.
If chest high walls were involved, I would want Marcus Phoenix.
Yes.
Did you say Marcus Penis?
No, I said Marcus Phoenix.
I think that
we'll
was
go
a
back.
Slip.
We're
I thought that was
back.
A Freudian slip.
Tape. Ryan, that's 35 minutes 43 seconds.
All right, for Ellie Sattler, it's Lauren Dern. I'm gonna go GLaDOS from
the robot.
Yes, absolutely. Right?
Okay.
Because she didn't say much in the movie.
Well, I didn't cast a marble.
She was kind of laid back in the movie. But I thought having a robot there would be a little helpful.
Okay.
I'm talking like I would be there, but I wouldn't be there in the movie because I'm recasting, so I wouldn't be there.
No,
you're the casting.
I
kind of looked at it in a way like
you're
if I was there.
You're the casting director.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
all right.
You're the
so
one that gets
anyway,
all the
but let's not get too philosophical.
I think
about
she'd
this.
Be all right. Like, you know, have the
we
robot.
We got a game
there.
Review.
She's sarcastic.
Right.
You know? And then I would go Ian Malcolm, Jeff Goldblum, CJ from GTA San Andreas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, CJ. That. You know, shit broke out too. CJ was street smart. Jeff Goldblum in it. Yes. I don't know if he was street smart, but he was like dinosaur smart.
He certainly knows how to get a good apartment.
No, he wasn't dinosaur smart.
Well, he was smart about certain things.
Exactly, right. Yeah, he was a mathematician.
All right, but CJ would kind of see that,
practical.
Too.
He was very practical. He found the easiest solution to everything.
Right. Yeah, he did. And CJ would kind of go, this is fucked up. You know, we should get out of here. Kind of like the same thing. He was kind of like sarcastic thing.
Sure.
And then for Dennis Nedry, it's a Wayne Knight. Wario, same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, Wario. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And Hammond, Attenborough, it'd be Dr. Robotnik.
I see.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Right, right. Definitely. Like, everything's fucking failing.
I was going to go with, like, Dr. Wily, but it's so obvious.
It's a lot.
It's so obvious.
Yeah. Dr. Light, because they look
similar. One of them. One of the fucking... Every time we do these hypothetical scenarios, my mind immediately goes to Mega Man characters. Immediately. It's like, who would you want your CEO to be? Oh, that's Dr. fucking Light. I don't fucking know.
A lot of character in the totally Mega Man games, that's why. The characters have character.
All right, guys, let's move on.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
All right, there we are. All right, this this segment, what we're doing, we all picked a game that we can't stand. Like, we feel like the oddball.
I don't even want to say, because the game that I picked, it's not necessarily I can't stand, I don't get it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I get that.
It's not that I hate the game that I picked.
I don't get it.
Like, right.
I don't know what other people.
You don't see what the appeal is.
I don't. Right. Yeah.
Like, it's just okay.
Yeah.
But people just slob it.
Yeah. They love it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's start with Mike. We never go to Mike first.
Okay. So I actually struggled with this topic.
This
for,
was harder
for
than
a
I
while.
It
yeah. Be. It really was. And I decided to go with since. I'm kind of the resident Atari guy here. I decided to go with a 2600 title.
Oh.
And this title that I'm picking is... I looked up online. I looked up about 5 or 6 top 10 Atari 2600 games. And this game is always in at least the top 5 every single time. And the game is Pitfall. I'm picking Pitfall. I don't understand the... appeal. I get it. I get why this game is important. It's one of the. It's considered one of the first platform games. Mm. It's even considered one of the first adventure games. Okay, but to me, what you're given 20 minutes to find 32 treasures, and it's the most boring 20 minutes you'll ever play in a video game. I don't get it. If you're going to play a game, play Pitfall 2. Mm. Okay, way better.
Is it that great of a game, or is it that people
like I
just
said,
like it because
you know
it's nostalgic?
What? Historically, it's an important game.
Okay.
But when it comes down to it, it's all about what? Fun factor.
Right, exactly.
And
I always say that.
And in my opinion, there's... you know what? I logged... I'm really going to show my nerdiness here.
Right.
I logged all my Atari titles. And anytime I like beat a game or finish a game, I log it to see how much I liked it. Okay, I just put it in my phone and whatever.
Okay.
I had this game at like 34.
Wow.
Like right after like E.T.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're supposed to... Have you ever played the game Mousetrap? Not video game.
Oh, yeah. The actual board game.
Awesome,
well, the challenge is building the fucking trap.
Yeah. The thing the about that game, what did you do when you had that game?
I built it and you then I let the thing go through right away.
I never actually played the fucking
game. That is Pitfall. The Pitfall is the mousetrap of video games.
Okay.
Right,
because when you played Pitfall, I know when I was a kid and I played Pitfall, it was very cool to run a guy left or right and jump over shit.
That's what it is.
But there was an objective to the game.
Right.
And the objective is to get 32 treasures.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the crazy thing is like, are you guys familiar with... everyone's played Pitfall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're up... So there's two levels, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're up top and you go over a screen, that's one screen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on the bottom, you go over three screens. So in order to collect all 32 treasures in order or in a timely manner to collect them all to finish the game, because it is one of the only games you can beat on the Atari, you have to go down below.
Mm-hmm.
And when the fuck are you supposed to know to do that?
Yeah.
So my point is that it was cool to jump over shit, but when it actually came time to actually play the game, the way the game was supposed to be played,
you didn't get it.
Who the fuck can be bothered?
Yeah, right.
Who can be bothered? Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, if you're going to play Pitfall 2. Pitfall 2 is a way more enjoyable game. It actually almost feels like an NES game.
There's 16-bit ones too.
I'm talking about on the old systems,
right, the old style.
So yeah. I know, you know, like I said, this game is always in the top five of greatest Atari games of all time. Mm-hmm. I can't do it, and I think the only reason that it's in the top five is because of how it was revolutionary.
Right.
But when it comes down to how fun it is, I don't think it's fun at all.
It's not fun.
I don't think it's fun at all. I'd rather shoot asteroids for fucking an hour.
I'm taking crazy pills!
That's right. Eric.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going to do it. Metal Gear Solid.
And
I actually agree with you 100%.
I love Metal Gear.
I mean, everything from the... We'll start... Not the early
cheap
stuff. Let's talk about the first one on
like
PlayStation.
PSX.
Okay. They talk about this guy, Hideo Kojima, like he's Roman fucking Polanski or Steven fucking Spielberg. His games are cinematic and they're masterpieces. Wrong. Absolutely wrong. The writing is terrible. It's like some edgy 13-year-old kid wrote it.
It is.
Okay? The story is convoluted. It's ridiculous. He has half-hour cutscenes in his game full of emptiness. Absolute emptiness. It's fucking trite. Okay? And you have these guys blowing him like he's the greatest thing ever. Okay? I don't understand. They're like a cult.
It's
like
supposed to be convoluted.
I understand. It's a little
tongue-in-cheek. I don't understand. I understand.
No, I know that it's a little tongue-in-cheek. Okay? I get that. But that doesn't change the fact that it tries to take itself seriously a lot. Okay? Which is my real issue. I know it breaks the fourth wall all the time and this and that. It's just not that good. My main problem is, I'm sorry, my main problem is that it's like a cult, the people that support him. It's like a cult, and these people want to go take the Kojima on a mass suicide. They want to take the Kojima comet to fucking nanobots in their asses. It's just insane.
Are you guys fans of this game, Rory and Ryan?
I do like Metal Gear Solid.
I enjoy Metal Gear Solid.
Not the Nintendo
on
NES.
Oh, see, that's the game I originally thought you were going
to
bitch about.
I agree with Eric 100%. The story definitely needs a copy editor to cut so much shit out.
Right.
And there's way too much of it. I agree with that.
And
I love Metal Gear because of the
game.
The play
when
itself.
You actually do get to play
the stealth mechanics.
Yeah, okay.
But that's far and few between.
Yeah, well, the problem is the first game was kind of revolutionary for a lot of stealth mechanics.
Okay? On the NES?
No, I'm skipping all that. I'm starting with the PlayStation
one,
because that's
okay.
What people talk about the most. That's where I really don't get it. I think everybody pretty much kind of thinks the earlier stuff just wasn't that great. But this is more of like the PlayStation 1 on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say, especially for the new one that got...
Phantom Pain.
Yeah, the Phantom Pain. Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Pain, got 10 out of 10s everywhere. It has a fucking 93% on Metacritic. It is so dull. It looks dated. They're like, oh, the graphics are revolutionary. You put that thing next to Grand Theft Auto and it looks like a dog's ass.
Not even a sexy dog's ass.
Mediocre dog's ass.
So what are you missing?
A lot more. Okay, the game is an open world game, but it's like a series of roads designed to like it's diluted and it makes you like an illusion of an open world game, but it's not. The world
is
empty.
It's like L.A. Noir.
Kind of.
Remember L.A.
Yeah,
Noir when that came out?
Yeah,
you were like, what the fuck? It looks great. It seems like GTA.
L.A. Noir is not interactive. There's almost nothing to do
a weird
in between.
One.
There's no civilians. There's like a couple of bases and outposts and some animals.
Yeah,
and
the
whole thing just feels shitty. You play the same mission in the same couple of bases to gain money and resources to unlock equipment to do the same missions over and over and over again.
What?
In different ways to try to get a better rating. Okay, that's not fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I play the game how I want to play it. I go in there stealth, I hit everybody with the stun gun, and then I take the treasure or the resources, the goal, and then I leave. It's not fun to me. It's the most repetitive AAA game I've ever played in my entire life. And the way people treat it like it's some kind of unbelievable accomplishment is is crazy to me. What am I missing? I'm taking crazy
I haven't played
pills. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I'm surprised it's that bad.
But that's the thing is, I'm kind of the only one that feels that way. Got a 93%. It's got a 93% on Metacritic.
It's pretty high.
Yeah.
If you're talking just about the Phantom Pain, I agree with you that there's a lot wrong with it.
Right.
And it's a very un-Metal Gear Metal Gear game.
Right.
But I still enjoyed it. I wouldn't give it a 93. I would give it like an 83.
See, that's too much for me. I did the same. I played the game. I gave it a try. I played it for 30, 40 hours.
I don't like the XP system based on working, not time.
I played the same four. I attacked the same four outposts over and over and over again, just in a different way with different equipment. That's not fun to me, to try to get a better rating. And I guess that's a thing people enjoy. And I guess I can understand that. But for me, I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Rory, how about you?
So, I have decided that I do not understand the appeal of the Ghosts and Goblins and Ghouls and Ghosts series.
So hard.
Okay? Yeah, number one, they're incredibly difficult, to the point that I don't find it fun.
Right. Sure.
The difficulty is really based on, like, cheap aspects of the game. It's not hard because you're set up to win. It's really stacked against you. You definitely have, like, the Belmont genes where you jump like shit, and there's momentum involved in your jumps. Mm. Plus, you jump like a Nancy ass. Like, you can barely jump over stuff.
Yeah.
And, so, and it's a game about jumping.
Yeah.
Almost all the weapons suck. In fact, you're required to beat the game with the shield, which is one of the worst weapons in the goddamn game.
Yeah, they make you drag that in there. That's
it's
bullshit.
Awful. It's a terrible weapon. Mm-hmm. And it has a bad range. And you got to get right up in, like, so you can smell people. Like, that's how close you have to get to these fucking things. Mm. They're all faster than you. Most of them have projectiles. I honestly don't understand what people see the appeal in this game. The worst aspect of these games is, to me, the great subject matter of, like, Transylvania or, like, haunted mansions and castles, but it's all wasted.
Yeah.
Like, the game is just wasted. Like, there's so much that it could have been.
Do you think that's, like, it's just a nostalgic game?
I think people like
it's an early game. People grew up with it.
Because they grew up with it. It also, I mean, it is a flagship Capcom franchise, and, like, people maybe just enjoy it because of that, but, like, I don't think it holds up.
It might also be because of the difficulty, people jump on it.
Okay.
Like, they want to say, I was able to beat that game.
Right.
Maybe. My issue with beating the game is, and this is a trope that's in all of them, is you beat the game, and then they tell you this message that you just beat the game, but you didn't actually beat the game.
Right.
That was a vision sent to you by Satan. I'm not even making that shit up. And then you have to beat the game again on hard mode.
Right.
What game, other than a fighting game, which is like literally you fight, you know, 8 to 10 guys, sometimes 12 guys, fight the end leader, and you can play it again. You could get through a fighting game, depending on how good you are, in like 20 minutes, okay? Mm-hmm. Why would I ever play a game and then immediately reset it and play it again on harder difficulty? Mm. Who the fuck does that? Who does that?
Especially when it was legitimately when it was legitimately difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't like a walk through the park.
Right.
And the worst thing, again, well, the worst thing is beating again. The second worst thing is that it's timed. What are you timing me for?
Yeah.
What are you doing that for? I'm already trying to rush and not get, like, blindsided and cheap with your more agile enemies. And then you hit me with, like, a timer to keep my ass moving? Fuck you.
That's one of those games. It's really short, and I think they added difficulty to it.
It is not
to make it longer.
To make it longer,
I want to like it. I really do, and I cannot. Every time I play,
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's more than that. I feel like you're all taking crazy pills.
Right.
I actually totally agree with you with like a wholeheartedly with those games. Because and the other thing with those games too is, I mean, at least on the NES, it's ugly.
Oh,
it's ugly as shit. It's not even appealing to look at.
No. No, they definitely have
at least Bayou Billy is, the graphics are good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
And the music. All right, real quick, I'm going to get to mine. I picked Borderlands. And I know Borderlands gets like rave reviews. People love it. I just don't see what the appeal is, to be honest with you. I feel like the whole time I'm playing it, I'm constantly switching guns. You're in the menus more than you're actually playing the game.
That's fair.
I just can't handle it. I can't handle it.
I know what you're saying.
Now, Eric and Rory, you guys are fans of this game.
They like it a lot.
I absolutely love all of them.
My problem is that when I play it, I'm usually not as leveled up as who I'm playing it with.
Okay.
So I don't have as good of weapons, okay? I feel like the entire game, I just want to shoot stuff. Because that's what the game gives it presents itself as a game where you run around and kill stuff. But when I play it, I find that like all I do is go in menus, and I'm swapping weapons, and yeah. I'm not playing the game. I'm playing a menu system.
I feel like I'm taking
so that,
crazy
that's Borderlands
now.
For me. I'm just not into it. And let's move on to our review. Final Fight. Swanky song here.
First level.
It is.
I often hear this song when I'm walking in.
Sounds like a beat-em-up game.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the best ever.
And this is Final Fight from 1989, put out by Capcom. And it came out in 1989 for the arcade.
The CPS-1 game.
Hmm.
Yes. Whenever I hear that song, I think of that one dude. Who's the dude with the big frizzy hair? It's the big guy that walks around with his chest out.
Andre.
Andor.
Yeah,
Andor.
That's who I think of when I hear that song.
It's supposed to be like Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Well, there's definitely some, like, they copied that guy's image and put it in there.
Yeah.
Some of them wear pink. Some of them wear leopard. Actually, they all wear leopard. A different color.
Just colors, yeah.
Yeah.
So, in the arcade, I mean, I've played this in the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
I think we all probably have at some point, even by accident. I think everyone has.
It started a revolution.
I remember this game.
And copycats.
My parents were at, they used to have a membership to Somerton Spring. Do you remember the Somerton Spring Swim Club?
Yes.
The gay nightclub.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
Bears only.
It was intense for, oh, and you know what? I'm a bear now.
Oh, baby.
Family night.
So, family man. Anyway, at that swim club, they had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and they had Final Fight right next to it, and played it constantly. So, yeah, very familiar with it.
Right. I mean, yeah, it did start like a revolution. I mean, it kicked off Streets of Rage, and we've done Streets of Rage so many games.
This was Streets of Rage.
It was never in arcade.
Hold on.
I don't want to go into Streets of Rage.
Which
released first?
I think Streets of Rage was supposed to be a Final Fight clone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
And then they switched it up.
What Final Fight did, I mean, there were other beat-em-ups, but right. Final Fight hit a nerve. You know, they did something right. They named the enemies,
and they had the enemy bar, right. The life bar. Under,
they had
that
large
was a
character.
Huge step.
They just did everything
sprites.
Right.
Yeah, beautiful
sprites
too.
Great music, mm-hmm. Two-player co-op,
right?
Yeah.
With three different characters that have three different skills and move sets. And the best thing about it is that it's just fun. Like the entire time you're playing it. When you punch a guy, it feels good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sound feels like it's connected.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
The funny thing about this game is that one of the characters, Mike Hagar, is literally the mayor of the town.
Cleaning it up.
Yeah. Who's also an ex-professional wrestler from the Saturday Night Slam Master series. He's a playable character.
Correct.
Isn't that funny? That's like, again...
It's hilarious.
The tie-in's awesome.
So Slam Masters was before Final Fight? What do you mean he's from?
I think it's after Final Fight.
Yeah, Slam Masters after.
But they use the Mike Hagar to like it's implied that he's a former professional wrestler.
Okay, yeah,
and they just added him to their fighting... Slam Masters, in my opinion, is not really a great
game. Looks like Sergeant Slaughter.
He has like the mustache thing going.
Yeah.
I love being Hagar. He's my favorite guy to be.
Sure.
Because he's got some great movesets. And, you know,
chest.
He walks funny, too.
He does.
Yeah, with the arms out and the shoulder, yeah.
Well, I mean,
Me and Ryan did the movements. You couldn't see it, but it was hilarious.
It was very authentic, by the way. We'll put it on YouTube. No,
very authentic.
We didn't film it either.
No, Cody, actually. Cody and...
What's happening?
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Woo!
Nothing here is on YouTube.
Sorry, Rory.
Cody. We'll put it on YouTube. We're not filming shit.
Rory's the only one here sober almost every time. Wait, I feel so bad for him. Not really.
Okay. Very high on Easter.
You know what we'll do?
Very high.
We'll do a commentary of our podcast, and we'll put that on YouTube.
There you go.
It might sound confusing, but that's what
All right, Rory. Go ahead, Rory.
Rory's the only one with it together here.
The guy, and Cody characters, as well as the Andor, though they changed him, were all added to the Street Fighter series.
Right.
Okay. And, like, it's implied. I mean, you can even see them, like, in the background. You see, like, Mike Hagar in Street Fighter Alpha 3 in the background of Guy's stage, like, giving a guy, like, one of the Mad Gear gang members a headlock.
Yeah.
So, like, it's established that this all exists in one universe. That's what you're talking about. Now, the game was ported, because it's so successful, to other platforms, and they made sequels which are kind of inferior in some ways.
Super Nintendo, one character, arcade. Or one right. player.
Well, the Super Nintendo one is the only...
By the way,
I had it for sure.
What a fuck up.
Yeah, what a waste. Why would you even do it?
Oh, like, absolutely. Eric, come on.
I had it for Super Nintendo when I was a kid, and it was like my favorite Super Nintendo game.
It's a good...
I didn't know the difference, and to me, it was awesome.
Didn't anybody in the room when they were making that game go?
It sucks that it was one player.
It's kind of weird it's one player.
Exactly.
It had to be a limitation in the system.
How can you
have a choice?
I don't agree with that.
No, you don't.
No, that's not true.
I think they're idiots. Because why? Okay, let me give you an example. How come the Turtles in Time game that was ported to Super Nintendo had all four Turtles?
I don't know.
No, it had two. Oh, for Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it's only a two-player game, but it had all four of the Turtles. They didn't cut off Donatello.
Right.
The Science Turtle.
Right.
Well, why would you?
I never liked
Donatello.
But
that's purple. Nobody picks Donatello.
My point is, like, if
that wasn't why I didn't pick Donatello. I always thought that his bow
stand
was awkward.
All right, but hold on. But see, the thing is, before we get to...
I agree with you about
that. Order.
Before we get into the darkness. I should have that on here.
Right?
When you are playing a beat-em-up...
Yeah,
sure.
You gotta, I mean, the
you gotta have a friend.
You gotta have a friend. Other than
that, it's a buddy cop. It's a buddy cop movie.
Yeah. Other than that, beat 'em ups are like, in my opinion,
it's lonely.
It was disappointing.
Are like subpar. I mean, like Streets of
You Against the World.
I mean, Double Dragon, Streets of Rage. They're like those are the games that are kind of like the exception where you probably can play by yourself and like still have kind of a good time.
Well, Double Dragon for the NES. Is one player.
On, not Double Dragon. Not Double Dragon. Double Dragon 2. I always talk about Double Dragon 2. I meant Double Dragon 2.
You mean Double Dragon 2?
Hold on. You're arguing that Streets of Rage 2 is playable one person, but Final Fight isn't. Is that what you're saying?
I kind of agree with that. I play Streets of Rage by myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why? What's the difference? They're both beat 'em ups. They're both beautiful.
There's more stuff going on.
I don't know. I guess because maybe like the controls, I feel like the controls are a little more crisp than Final Fight on the SNES.
Yeah, but how does that affect it as not being a two-player game? I don't know. I'm just not seeing that much of a difference in the games where you could say, it's okay with Double Dragon
because,
to play by myself.
Because you know
it's
why?
Okay.
You know why? Because if I'm playing Streets of Rage or even Double Dragon, I feel like that if someone's ganging up on me, I can get the fuck out of it.
Okay.
When I'm playing Final Fight, I don't feel like... I feel like I have to take a couple punches, get knocked on the ground, then get back up and then deal with it.
Okay.
And then do the spin move.
That makes sense, yeah. Okay.
Now, the port to Super Nintendo is inferior in a lot of ways, and most people feel like that.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah,
they cut Guy, one of the three playable characters. They just have Cody and Hagar.
Mm-hmm.
And they replaced the woman sprite, who is a playable fighter in Street Fighter IV. I think her name is Poison. She hangs out with the giant Andor characters.
Oh, okay.
They replaced the woman sprites with these punk rocker guys.
Yeah.
I believe that was a Nintendo censoring thing because
for America,
For America, because they're afraid of like or they're leery about having
sexual.
You beat up women for like a sexual violence type of thing,
right? Okay, that's valid.
Which is okay in Japan, perfectly okay.
It's perfectly okay to be assaulted by an octopus, but whatever. Like American children can't watch you beat up a gang member who assaults you.
Also, at the end of the game, at the end of the game, they took I forget who's the last guy, what his name is, but. He was in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair
in the original game, and they just put him in a regular chair.
Really?
Right? But he's like, it's like we can't beat this guy up. He's fucking shooting at us.
He has a crossbow.
He's shooting.
And by the way, that's not how crossbows work.
No.
They're not rapid fire.
No, they're not. No, you've got to load them.
Yeah, you got to load them individually.
But so they took him out of the wheelchair because you can't be beating up handicapped people,
in a rocking chair.
Even if they're shooting you with a crossbow. Nintendo made some weird fucking decisions.
They were a little too
censorship.
They were a little too conservative.
They also, in a game about beating people up, draw the line.
Seriously.
They also cut the factory level, which
why
you could play. Well, I guess to save on the size of the cart, like the amount of space needed.
Yeah.
It's actually my least favorite level.
They
of
didn't
the
want
game.
To make a comment.
It's
commentary
actually,
about socialism.
It's difficult because like in the beginning,
the means of production
or
must be seized.
So like
there's like all this like random fire coming up from the ground. It's definitely a quarter eater part of the level.
Right.
And then the boss is actually Rolento, who's also a playable character in the Street Fighter Alpha series. He's like an army. He's kind of like Guile, but not as cool, and he has grenades.
Right.
It's a tough boss fight. He's kind of a cheap asshole who hits you with, again, grenades, and he hides on like the on a crossbar in the background, and he only attacks you.
Mm.
So again, it's in the arcade. The port of the game to the Sega CD is considered the first true port of the game. It's also been ported to Xbox Live and the PSN network under the Final Fight Double Impact game,
okay,
where it's bundled with actually another CPS1 game called Magic Sword. That's another future review. Magic Sword's great. But my point being, that was the first game that was both simultaneous two players, included all three fighting characters, so guys back, and they included all of the levels. Oh, I did. This is, again, let's just shit on Nintendo for another
second. I'm sorry, what was that?
Let's shit on Nintendo for another second. Nintendo actually re-released Final Fight. Okay, so first it was Final Fight.
Okay.
And they cut out Guy. Then they re-released Final Fight, and then they cut Cody and replaced Cody with Guy and called it Final Fight Guy.
Yeah, which is
the
yeah,
same
yeah,
game
yeah, I remember hearing about that.
With
yeah,
the
yeah,
third character added, but the second one removed.
Right.
What the Why? Fuck are you assholes doing?
Right. Don't mess with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, like,
see, we had a good, we had a good thing that going.
I believe Final Fight Guy is a very rare game. It's very expensive.
It is.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's very rare and expensive. It's retarded. Rare. Like, why you would you
apparently Final Fight 2 is...
Well, you mentioned... this was a couple episodes ago.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned there was an NES.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was
yeah,
an NES
that's
version.
That's a $160 game.
Is it? Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe that. Because, as I was saying, it came out 2 years after the Super Nintendo was already out.
And did you play that?
I did. I played it a couple weeks ago.
And how was it?
I thought it was fun. I mean, it's,
yeah,
you know, it's gimped, like, unbelievably gimped. It's like playing a Game Boy version of, you know, it's like playing Aladdin on Game Boy versus versus Genesis. You know, okay, it looks like a little silly. Yeah, 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 I mean, obviously. Okay. I mean,
so,
they only had so much.
Basically play it for historical purposes.
If you never played Final right, if you never played Final Fight on SNES, the game is awesome. It is.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The Nintendo game. You know, they try to make the sprites look similar, but the control is just, it's perfectly refined.
What was
for the NES?
What was first?
What do you mean?
The NES was first?
No, the SNES game.
Okay.
I think they came out at the same time. But the SNES was already out for 2 years.
Okay, but the arcade was out.
Oh, the arcade was out before both of them. Right. Yeah, yeah.
The arcade's the first iteration.
It was the
iteration.
First one of all of them, yeah.
Okay.
I thought you meant the NES and the SNES.
No.
Right. But yeah, I recommend giving it a try. If you like Final Fight, it's quirky. You know, having known,
but the same universe and all that.
Yes, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But it holds up. It's definitely a quarter eater. And you know,
the cool thing about the SNES version is that basically, can you even finish the? I mean, there's no game over, right? You can just keep continuing.
No, there's
continue.
There's
run out of continues.
There's a limited amount of continues. Yeah,
there's a limited.
It's a very
limited,
difficult game.
It is limited.
Oh, really?
You cannot. Yeah, it's not just auto. Yeah, you can run out. Yeah,
I believe there are three continues.
I'll tell you, that's Streets of Rage doesn't have that feature.
No.
You die.
No, it just continues to Streets of Rage.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
The second
yeah,
one?
No, there is, yeah.
Yeah. Streets of Rage 2 is the easiest one.
Huh. I tried again. I don't remember that. Okay.
You gotta get good. Continues, yeah.
Get good.
I gotta get good.
You gotta get good.
You filthy casual.
There wasn't as many food options.
Okay.
In the SNES version.
Oh, really?
There was in the arcade.
They gifted, like, they
all
took
ham.
Out whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it can't have the kids.
And actually, whiskey. It's the Japanese spelling of whiskey with no E. It just goes...
Whisk.
Yeah. Whiskai?
Whiskai, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I believe Canada does that, too. They don't use the E.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you guys think? You want to emulate this game? Would you buy this game?
Oh,
would you
it.
Play it in an arcade and put actual quarters in if you saw the game?
Oh, I
yes.
Would. I absolutely.
Absolutely.
Would. I miss arcades so much.
Yeah,
I'm going to play some arcades this week.
Okay, let's go to Barcade.
Oh,
love
let's
it.
Do it. After, after the nightclub.
Barcade after the after Woody's.
The yeah, man. I would I would definitely. Yeah, I would put quarters in the
you
arcade machines.
Rory, would you put your quarter in this game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would too.
I would.
Rory, we could all
so
put our quarter in this game.
Right, that was
Rory,
intense, Mike. Hit the
Rory
music.
Rory doesn't know what to think.
That was intense.
Get us out of here.
Jeez. All right. Well, you can find us on Facebook. Emulate this on Twitter @emulate this, and email us at emulate this @outlook.com.